it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know if we're supposed to talk about this, not supposed to talk about it. It's September 11th. 24.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Not the year, but how many years it's been.
24 years ago, yeah. Like my kids, I don't think, obviously they weren't born, but it doesn't have any impact on them whatsoever.
Because they, oh my gosh, that's crazy to think. Their whole lives, it's been a day that you acknowledge, but they weren't there.
They don't know what we're acknowledging. They're like, oh man, some planes hit buildings, right? Or something.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think as a millennial, this is the first thing, like when we were kids, everything happened before us, right? And this is the first thing that now it's starting to turn where there are kids now born afterwards. And it's like,
right.
you weren't even alive for that. It's like, but I wasn't alive for D-Day and all the stuff we learned about in school. So,
yeah.
So it's not any different, but it just feels weirder. I think
when you witness history.
Yeah.
Does it ever, I mean, this is a stupid question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Does everybody remember where they were?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it burned into you?
No, it's foggy.
Oh, mine's pretty clear. So my sister and I were sharing a room at the time because I was, so 24 years ago, I was 8. Am I doing that math correctly? And so she was like 10 and we were like about to get up for school. But my dad came in and said, like, turn on the light and was like, I think you guys should get up. I don't know if you're going to school today. And we were like, what do you mean? And he said something really bad happened, but let's get ready for school.
Because you were on the West Coast. I'm like, when you've already been there.
No, it was like 6 something when the planes hit. So it was like around 7 that we were getting up. And I remember going to school and we were all freaked out.
You still went to school?
We went to school and my mom dropped us off and said, we may come back and get you. I don't know. But we stayed the whole day. I remember staying the whole day.
Did they wheel in the cart?
In the freaking cart.
That's what I remember.
And a couple kids got pulled out because their parents, I don't believe any of the kids in my class parents passed away, but were like in the area at the time. So they were being pulled because it was like, we don't know where your dad is.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But that image of my dad coming and waking us up and being like, I think you should get ready for school, but like, we don't really know what's going on.
What a weird line to walk because your kids are little.
Yes.
And it's like, you don't want them to be scared. Like, I'd never want my kids to be scared.
Yeah.
But informed is different.
Yeah.
It was also like they were showing us the live news at school. And now looking back, I'm like, on the live news, people were like,
you could see, but it's like,
yeah,
they didn't know they were filming people jumping off at first. It was like, what was that?
Yeah.
I was like, wait, that looks
like. That's what I remember. I was in fifth grade. I remember the watching it on TV. But looking at the times that actually happened, I think
it was like 9 a.m. New York time, right?
Yeah. So it was
8 for you, right? You were central time.
Yeah. So we must have just started school. And I think I remember there was a TV in the corner where we all like turned our desks around and they just turned the news on. Yeah. And we watched it. And I don't remember if we went home early that day or not, but I remember when I got home being very scared, like to go in the basement to go. I just felt
really,
I felt very scared. Just like, I don't know what's happening and the people are attacking us. And I don't like,
I was on the 23rd floor of the Tabor Center, which is where the radio station was.
Were you freaked out?
We were doing mornings and all of a sudden, like, I think we always had the TV on the Today Show or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're like, a plane is hit. I know you all know the ending, so it's stupid to ask this question, but like, you hear a plane has hit the World Trade Center. What do you immediately think?
What a horrible accident.
But you're thinking it's a Cessna. You're thinking it's some dumbass pilot.
Yes.
And we're like, oh my God. And then they're showing us like, whoa, that's a pretty big hole for a little plane. And we're just watching it. And then the second plane live on TV.
Yeah.
That I remember that too. I remember it changed.
It was like, and all we could think of, I believe the second Die Hard movie was already out, which is when they took over Dulles International Airport and like they could control, they pretended to be the air traffic controllers and they were like, go ahead and land your plane. And they've reset where the ground was. So the planes crash. And I'm like, something is wrong. I'm like, oh my God, something's wrong with the air traffic control system.
Right.
And the planes are like on autopilot and they're slamming into the building.
That's where your head went.
Yes. Not, in a million years, is somebody like purposely
right.
flying? It was. So the weird thing is, and I think I'm okay to share this. One of our higher ups here at the company shared with me yesterday her experience about September 11th. She lived, I'm bad at geography, somewhere near like Virginia, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, that would also be close to where like
the Pentagon.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She said she and her friends were out on their balcony smoking a cigarette. And a plane went overhead, barely above the tree line, but going the wrong way. She's like, they lived near an airport.
So they would see the planes take off.
All the planes coming in go the opposite way. And she's like, why is that plane going that way?
Oh.
And it was a plane that hit the Pentagon.
Gosh.
Wow.
But she, all of them were just like, what the hell? Why is that so low? And went inside, turned on the TV.
Oh my God.
Because they hadn't.
Yeah.
Anyway. What do we say here?
Well, Aaron, you don't really remember. You just remember the TV coming in.
I remember them pushing in the cart.
Oh my gosh, you must have been in...
I was in first grade.
First grade, yeah. I was in fifth.
I remember coloring.
Yeah.
And the news is just on. I wasn't watching it, wasn't paying attention.
You didn't get it.
Yeah. It was more so the teachers watching it.
You could have been in the classroom that Bush was in.
Yeah.
Do you know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
Do you remember his face?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When the guy comes in and says, like,
we've been under attack. Or something. Yeah.
It's been, yeah.
What
anyway, do you say?
Never forget, I guess.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.